Hey, I'm Nessa. This is my first podcast. So, a couple things I want to get straight with you. I'm not your guru, and I'm not your counselor. I'm just another human being out here trying to make it just like you. I wanted to share a couple of things that ran through my mind, maybe some words of wisdom, hopefully to make a difference in your day. So, here's the deal. Yes, how does a pubic hair matter in a life lesson? Well, I'll tell you how. So, I'm in my tub the other day. Got the bubbles going all the holy hell. They're about ready to come out the tub. But they finally decide to stop at a certain point because it's a jetted tub, so the jets, you know, how they make the bubbles go higher and higher. So it gets to the point where they're damn near up to my lip, and I'm thinking, hey, this is good. This is working for me. I'm just going to go with it. So I relax in the tub pretty good. And I started thinking about how I wanted to write a book someday. So I don't know where I'm like, you know, how would I write the book? I mean, am I really good with descriptive words, blah, blah, blah? So I said, well, let me describe these bubbles, you know? So I start thinking about, okay, big white hills rising out of the water. And then there's a window next to me. It's a frosted window, so nobody can see my tits and bits, but the blinds are open. And so the light's hitting the bubbles and causing all this shimmer. And so in my mind, it's like diamonds. So I'm thinking big white hills coming out of the water, shimmering with diamonds. Okay, we're onto something. And then all of a sudden, in mid-thought, my whole mindset just homes in on one thing in front of me. My eyes couldn't leave it. It wouldn't leave my eyes. And that was almost the end of the entire thought process for me because I couldn't stop thinking about one thing, the pubic hair that had risen to the top of these bubble hills and was staring me down like I owed it money. I mean, just one pubic hair. Nowhere else in the tub could you find one but on the top of this dang-on bubble hill. And it's right smack dab in my view. I'm looking at it. It's staring back at me, and I'm trying to figure out, where the hell did you come from? Oh, hell, I know where it came from. I got a damn forest down there. I know I need to shave. I swear to you, it's like the Lion King. I'm waiting on Simba, Nala, Rafiki, somebody to come along and sing a song, because it's ridiculous. I know I need to shave. And that's kind of what led me to the lesson, okay? So at this point, to hell with the book. I can't stop thinking about the pubic hair. Don't ask me why. I mean, in a sea of white mountains and a big black pubic hair, it just takes over, okay? And I lost it at that point. I was all over the place with my thoughts. No more book thoughts. Just time to scrub up and get out the tub, you know? And it got me to thinking, like, what the hell? What was that? How did you let one little pubic hair just take you off course? But that's life almost. That's every day sometimes. Think about it. We go about our day and something starts off great. Awesome. And some idiot at work says or does something or some bill pops up that we didn't expect or even some habit that always seems to come up right when we're headed in the right direction trying to do something good in our life. There it is. And the thing about it is we'll spend so much time focusing on the problem. Damn, you know, I got to pay this bill. Never mind that all your other bills are paid or never mind that you've got, you know, the money to do it with. You know, we just can't stop thinking, well, damn, I didn't expect this. You know, I had hoped I'd be able to take this money and do something else with it. Or damn that idiot. He's always got something stupid to say because your ego's bruised because they made a side comment that just threw your whole day off. It's just so often that we will let some little thing take over and take us off course. And the biggest lesson behind it all was that little thing didn't even have to have its presence in my day if I had just shaved my monkey, right? So a lot of this stuff that we're thinking is a big deal has more to do with our mindsets. And if we get down to the core of why we're even thinking that way and get rid of the stinking thinking, get rid of the issues from our childhood, all the stuff, the baggage that we're carrying that makes us even want to focus on this little thing instead of seeing the big picture. Sorry about that. That's the phone. But just stop focusing on the what's the problem right in front of us, this little thing that we think has just taken over, and start looking at why do we think that in the first place? Why have we made this such a big deal? And get to the source of that. So for me, it was shave my monkey. For you, it might be figure out what your mommy daddy issues are. Figure out what your insecurities are. Why you worry about rejection or whatever it may be. But stop letting the pubic hair take you off course. I hope that helps somebody today. Have a good one.